If you put Joran Vandersloot, O.J. Simpson, Casey Anthony, and any other narcissistic sociopath in a room, what would you get? You get a bunch of scary people, that's for sure. But you'd also get a bunch of people that would love to hear each other's stories. You'd also get a bunch of people that would love to brag about what they've done or what they haven't done, or blame someone else, or point the finger at someone else, make themselves look like the victim when the victims are actually out there crying for justice right now. They would also lie through their teeth because that's all they know how to do. With today's society and the way that we have television and internet and radio and satellite and you name it, and the type of personalities that we have out there, the type of crimes that we see being reported and the type of coverage that we see being reported, we have to wonder just how many narcissistic sociopaths feed off of what we're doing. Are we reporting it right? Are we telling the story the way that it should be told? Those types of personalities are there. They're going to do what they want anyway. But we can't let them feed off the camera. Remember John Mark Carr? He loved the camera too. It's those types that need to stay away from it. Those types need to be reported about. But those types don't need the limelight. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.